ABC News.
Virgin Media television reporter Paul Quinn joins us now. He's covering the race from the capital, Dublin. And Paul, what are the key issues that are being fought over at the moment?
Yeah, good morning, Mandy. This is a pretty significant election. Health and housing are really the two big key issues. And it's changed. I've covered a number of elections here. And the electorate, people out on the doorsteps, they're far more engaged, I think, than they ever have been. As I mentioned, housing is a huge one. We currently have around 10,000 homeless people in Ireland, including 4,000 children. It's never been that high. We also have a huge number of people waiting on hospital trolleys in accident and emergency units. We've seen record figures in the last couple of months as well. They've never been as high. Now, obviously, there's been an economic recovery here. In Ireland, unemployment is at an all-time low, but a lot of people around the country simply aren't seeing that economic recovery. And out on the doorstep, you're really hearing that people want to see change. We've had the two main parties, the political parties, Fine Gael, Fianna Fáil. They have been the two parties which have been in government for the last 100 years. And people are saying they're simply fed up. A lot of people under the age of 50, they've gone through two recessions now. They're fed up. They just want to see change.
So in that case, you would think that Fine Gael doesn't have much of a chance?
Look, they're not polling the best at the moment. We've had a couple of opinion polls. It's putting Fianna Fáil probably ahead. Fine Gael set to lose a lot of seats. And you'd probably expect that. They've been the government that have been in power now for the last 9 years. And while we've seen huge improvements in the economy, we've seen how well, in difficult circumstances, they've dealt with Brexit and all of those negotiations, particularly avoiding a hard border on the island of Ireland. We still have huge issues, and they are health and housing. We're currently building a children's hospital here in Ireland, which is going to be the most expensive children's hospital ever built in the country. And when you see what they're doing in China around the coronavirus and building a hospital in a matter of days or in a matter of weeks, there's a lot of questions here being asked. I think the original estimate for this hospital was 600 million. It looks like it could come in at around 2 billion euros. So there's a lot of criticism of the current government around that. But the really big story in this election has been the surge in support for Sinn Féin. Now, they were decimated in the recent European and local elections in the summer of last year, and they've been fielding 42 candidates. There's 160 seats in the Irish Parliament. They're fielding 42, but they have gone from strength to strength. They've surged in the polls. They're now the number one party, and it's taken many by surprise, including the Sinn Féin party itself.
And Sinn Féin, I understand the candidate was excluded from a television debate. How has that affected the party's fortunes?
Look, I think this played into their hands brilliantly. So you have two channels here in Ireland. You have RT, the state broadcaster, and you have ourselves, Virgin Media Television. And both channels were having leaders' debate between the leaders of Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, because the way they decided it is based on recent elections, how big their parties are, how they've been doing in polls. The first election between Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin, Mary Lou MacDonald, the leader of Sinn Féin, wasn't included, but the polls started changing. And the mood in the country started changing. And then the state broadcaster was forced to invite Mary Lou MacDonald to take part in its debate. It worked well for them in the first couple of weeks, because you see people angry at the fact that here was a woman, a leader of the third biggest party, who wasn't included, where the two main from the other two parties were. She did take part in that debate the other night. It didn't exactly go, I suppose, how she would have wanted. None of them were standout, but she did face a number of excruciating exchanges, particularly around the past, and linked back to the IRA and stuff that would have happened during the Troubles. And she did struggle a little bit, which has kind of dominated the last couple of days of this campaign. But the surge in support for Sinn Féin, we've seen the panic at Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil headquarters over the last couple of days. They really, really didn't expect it.
All right, Paul, we'll keep an eye on those results as they come in. Thank you very much for taking us through that.
You're welcome.
That's Paul Quinn there, who's covering the election in Ireland for Virgin Media Television.
ABC News.